Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, a notepad, and a pen. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. I also want to encourage you to do exactly what the Bible tells you to do. 1 John 4, verse 1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world." Every minister I know, including myself, when we take this Bible and begin to preach and teach it, we all say we preaching the truth, and we all say we sent by God. And that could be true in many cases, but it is your job to try the spirits, see whether they be of God. So I invite you to try the spirit by which I speak, try by the Holy Ghost that's within you, and by the holy canon of scripture. Don't let someone take a few scriptures, sound convincing, and sound like they know what they're talking about, and you never go check it out. You are supposed to check us all out. I invite you to be open to hear different messages, especially if you are strong enough to test them and see whether they be of God. It is a good thing for you to hear a variety of ministers and then make a decision and judge. The Bible says you're supposed to try every spirit you hear, every person you hear. Glory to God. The reason I do a lot of teaching along these lines is because the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 1, "In the latter time many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." A lot of people are deceived in our day and time by different teachings, different messages, and following different ministers. And a lot of people think they're right. But I want you to know this Bible is right. They searched behind the Apostle Paul at one point, and the Bible called those people noble for searching behind Paul. So you're supposed to search behind Apostle Curtis Lewis and every other apostle, every other prophet, every other pastor, teacher. Doesn't matter who they are. If they claim to be preaching God's word, you are supposed to test it. And I'm teaching today regarding the subject, works versus works. The reason I want to do some teaching along these lines is because a lot of people teach and preach and say you don't have to do nothing to gain eternal life. You don't have to do nothing to get into heaven. All you got to do is look to the cross. Just believe in it. Just know who he is, what he did, and that he did it, and that's all it takes. And you don't have to obey what Jesus teach. You don't have to obey God's commandments, and you're going to still get into heaven. But that is not the gospel. That is not spoken by none of the apostles. That was not taught by Jesus. And if it's not taught by Jesus nor the apostles, then you shouldn't receive that. Now, the cross is wonderful. Jesus did a wonderful thing for us on that cross. But he didn't just get on that cross just to leave you helpless so that you can do nothing and think you're just going to glide into heaven. Anyone teaching it from that perspective is sent by Satan, not by God. God didn't send any man to tell you that you no longer have to obey this Bible. Let me share with you a scripture that Jesus quoted in Luke 8, verse 21. It says, "And he answered and said unto them, My mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." Jesus taught you have to do the word of God. You have to hear the word of God and do it. Apostle James in his book said, "Don't be hearers of the word, but doers of the word." Glory to God. The Apostle Paul stated in Philippians 2, verse 12, "As you have always obeyed, not as in my presence, but in my absence also, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." So it's very important that you work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And the way you do that is obedience to the word of God. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that there's a lot of teaching that you need to be aware of. Hallelujah. And God has sent me as a contender for the faith, and it is my job. I'm called by God to challenge everything that is being taught, glory to God, that's not in line with this Bible. And I challenge you to do the same thing. Glory to God. In our day, an enemy has used the grace message, this modern day grace revolution message, to deceive multiple millions of people. And grace is a wonderful thing, but the grace and the perspective of the grace that they are teaching is a perverted grace. Jude warned about those peoples. He said men would creep into church and turn in the grace of God into lasciviousness. And that's exactly what has happened, that the grace of God has been turned into lasciviousness. The same thing with the cross. The cross is precious. The cross is awesome. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, because there's no forgiveness of sin. There's no cleansing from sin without the blood of Jesus. But the enemy has sent men and women in the church to preach the cross and pervert it. Hallelujah. And you need to beware of it. Just because you hear the word cross and blood and grace don't mean it's being taught from the right perspective, because most of these messengers will give you enough truth to hook you, but then they'll turn around and poison it with a lie. And most of your cross messages that you hear now, they talk about who he is, what he did, and that he did it, but they will not tell you that you have to obey God's word to get into glory. They will not tell you you have to still keep God's holy commandments. And it's all over the scriptures. Jesus even taught it. Hallelujah. They will come up against Jesus. Hallelujah. To make their message sound right. Matthew 5:19, the Bible said, "Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Here Jesus is teaching that you have to do the commandments, but your modern day cross preachers tell us you don't have to do nothing. Jesus did it all for you. So Jesus went to the cross so that we don't have to obey his teaching now. That don't even make logical sense. Glory to God. That showed that these modern day ministers are taking us away from the teachings of Jesus. Glory to God. Look at Matthew 19:16-17. It says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" This man asked Jesus a question. He said, "What good thing shall I do to have eternal life?" If you didn't have to do good things to gain eternal life, Jesus Christ would have stopped that man and corrected that doctrine. He did not do that. Watch what Jesus told him in verse 17. "And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandment." Jesus told the man to keep the commandment. Now he went on to tell him, "Go sell what you have, come follow me." If he'd have followed Jesus, he'd have learned the doctrine of God. He'd have been there when he got up from the dead. He'd have been there when he shed his blood. And he'd have been there on the day of Pentecost and received God's Holy Spirit into his life. Hallelujah. When you receive God's Holy Spirit into your life, it is the Spirit of God that comes in after you repent by calling on the name of Jesus Christ, that comes in and implement a new birth and a change of heart and mind within you. And he established in you a covenant. He is the one that washes you in the blood based on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. "Because there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved," Acts 4:12. But Titus 3 says that not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy he saved us with the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost did that washing in the name of Jesus. It was the Holy Ghost that applied that blood. It was the Holy Ghost that gave us the new birth. There is no way you can be born again without the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Bible said Jesus Christ is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He's the one send the Spirit in his name. Glory to God. And it's one great work. I know many have separated these works, but the Bible said by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk a little bit about works versus works. A lot of people use these few scriptures that I'm about to read, and they say we don't have to do no work at all. But what they don't realize is that Paul many times was talking about the works that those priests had to do in the Old Testament with preparing offerings and bulls and goats and offering them to God just to get the people's sin forgiven year by year. No, we are not under those works. No, we don't have to do those works no more. But God is not telling you you don't have to work at all. God is not teaching you you don't have to do anything at all to make heaven your home. That is not what Jesus taught. That is not what the apostles taught. That is what the church has taught for many decades. But the church has been off course with a lot of teaching. And that's why I come and I challenge these teaching, and I pray you do the same. I invite you to challenge my teaching with the word of God. If you can disprove this message, then don't receive it. But don't take a few scriptures out of context and say it is not true. The Bible said everything has to be line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Everything in the Bible has to the match perfectly. Amen. So let me give you these scriptures that most people teach and pervert and tell us we don't have to do nothing. You don't have to do no works. Here it is, Titus 3 and verse 5. I quoted it a while ago. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Now, that's a true fact. We didn't work to get saved, per se. We didn't get on the cross ourselves and die. No, Jesus did that. But now, after you have come into the kingdom, you have become a work of grace. That's where they're missing it at. This scripture said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Okay, look at Ephesians 2 and 9. This is another verse that they teach and preach and say we don't have to do anything. And that's not really what that scripture is saying relative to living right, living a righteous life after you have received the Spirit of God by way of Jesus Christ coming into your life. Ephesians 2, 9, it says, not of works, lest any man should boast. So ministers will take this verse right here and tell you we don't have to work. Here's another one, Galatians 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. They'll take verses like this and say you don't have to work. But if you keep reading, the Bible tell you about another work. Hallelujah. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. Those works that they had to do in the Old Testament to prepare these offerings to get their sins forgiven. No, we're not justified by that. The Bible is true in that statement. But it says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but there is a but there, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. If you have the faith of Jesus Christ, you will live like Jesus Christ. You will do the works of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, W-O-R-K-S, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If you really walking in the faith, if you really are saved, then you're going to have some good works in your life. And these good works, God's going to take notice of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even as we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. Glory to God. You got two different works right there. The works of the law and the faith of Jesus Christ. The faith of Jesus Christ do always those things that please God. That is the work we're talking about. And the work we're talking about is receiving that God's Spirit after you call on Jesus' name, being born again, and now obeying these scriptures. The Bible said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. I want to read Jesus' quote again from Luke 8, verse 21, because someone may be thinking, well, this is legalism. Well, if this is legalism, Jesus was teaching legalism. Look at what he said again in Luke 8, verse 21. And he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. Hallelujah. You got to do the Bible. Glory to God. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Glory to God. You got to hide this word in your heart. You have to obey this word. There is no record that anyone disobeying this word gets in the glory. It is not in your Bible. So don't let your modern day grace preachers fool you. Don't let your modern day cross preachers fool you. And for God's sake, don't let the modern day sin preachers fool you. Preachers that say you can't stop sinning. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to know that you can go to the Old Testament and you can look at David. And David committed a horrible sin against God. But a lot of people, what they don't realize is the Bible said after David committed that sin, he never sinned again. You say, well, I've never seen that. Go to 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 5. The Bible said, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord and turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save or except only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. A lot of people talk about David. A lot of people talk about where David was in sin. Well, David got out of sin. And this Bible say he didn't sin no more. And that was the only thing that he did against God. That's what the Bible say. 1 Kings chapter 15 and verse 5. Glory to God. Let me come to the New Testament and give you a confirming scripture that a man can repent and live the rest of his life with no sin. Glory to God. I want you to look at St. Luke. We'll go to chapter 1. I'm going to start reading at verse 74. Amen. It says that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. This Bible is telling you, you can repent, you can get it right, and you can live holy all the rest of the days of your life. But a lot of people don't know that, because you have sin preachers that say, well, you know, we all going to sin. Everybody got sin in their life. Everybody got skeletons in the closet. The scriptures say all have sin. It didn't say all are sinning. Glory to God. You can cease from sin. You can live a righteous life. And so the righteousness that we walk in after salvation is going to be what God's going to look at the end of our life. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he said, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that we may receive the things done in his body, be it good or bad. Don't let someone tell you that if you died doing bad, or if you didn't do everything right and you died not getting it right, that you're going to go into heaven, you're going to be rewarded. That's not what the scripture teach. Don't believe that. Get it right before you die. Hallelujah. And live this life. Now, let's move on with the remainder of the time we have for today. I've showed you three passages of scripture that most people take and preach. And the scripture did say these things, but they take these things and say that we ain't got to do no good works at all. Again, Ephesians 2:9, not of works, lest any man should boast. So they read this scripture and say to you, we ain't got to work. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to work. We don't have to do anything. And we're going to make heaven our home. Just believe in what he did for us. That's not the truth. Let's look at some other scriptures. Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. What about that scripture? God has ordained that we should walk and live a life of good works. Okay, Titus 1 verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works, W-O-R-K-S, they deny him. Are you denying him in your works? Glory to God. Are you still committing adultery? Are you still lying? Are you still cheating? Are you still stealing? Are you still in homosexuality and lesbianism and then trying to justify it and say things like God understand? No, God would deliver you from that. God would help you. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9, it says, know ye not that no whoremonger, no liar, no adulterer, no effeminate shall inherit the kingdom of God. You can't make it in like that. God love you, and he'll help you if you repent and call on him, and he'll deliver you. And you need someone to tell you the truth, because these messages that's telling us, just believe in what he did and believe in who he is, and you don't have to do nothing, is a lie. Glory to God. If they are right, then these scriptures are wrong. Let's keep reading. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Let's go on and read a few more scriptures. Titus 2 verse 7. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptibleness, gravity, and sincerity. Glory to God. You have to have good doctrine. That's why I challenge all doctrine. Glory to God. I ask you to challenge my doctrine. You should test every preacher, every church, every minister. Don't just let them sell you good, sweet words. Don't just let them use precious things like grace and the cross and make you think they truly preaching it. No, the grace and the cross cause you to live these good works, cause you to walk in a clean life, cause you to get it right in your life so that you'll make heaven your home. And if you don't make a decision to live right, you're not going to make heaven your home. Glory to God. I want to show you a verse that just came to my heart and mind. 1 John chapter 3. And I'm going to start at verse 6. It says, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth, you doing something. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. You have to be doing righteousness just like he was righteous. These are the good works the Bible is talking about. Any message telling you you don't have to do that is a lying message. It is a lying spirit. And now some preachers may be ministering that and preaching that in ignorance, because that one time I was ignorant and I had to repent and I had to change. So if a minister don't know these things, once he hear it, he need to repent and change. If that minister don't repent and change, that minister was sent by the enemy, because you cannot throw these scriptures away. You can't trash them. You can't take them out the Bible. You can't twist them. They say what they mean and they mean what they say. Hallelujah. Again, look at Titus 2 verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Look at Titus 2 verse 14. Who gave himself for us. That's Jesus giving himself on the cross. Let me show you why he gave himself on the cross and why you should believe in the blood. I'm going to show you the true perspective of the blood. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, cleanse us completely, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Watch this. Zealous of good works. You're supposed to be zealous of good works. If you are not zealous of good works, then you're missing the mark on the cross. If you teach against doing good works and living a good life and walking in righteousness based on your choice to walk in righteousness, not just automatically doing it simply because you believe in what he did. No, if you really believe in what he did, you're going to do what he did. You're going to work righteousness even as he's righteous. Go read Acts chapter 10. Cornelius was a righteous man before the Holy Spirit fell on him. And the scripture says in Acts chapter 10 that God in every nation accept people who work righteousness. If you're doing what's right, God will accept you. If you're not doing what's right, God's not going to accept you, no matter how much you claim you believe in the blood, no matter how much you claim you believe in grace. If you are not working righteousness, you won't be accepted by God. Titus 3 verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm affirming this message. I'm teaching this message. I'm pouring my heart out to you, because there's a lot of false messages that's taking people's in and making them believe that they don't have to do anything. You don't have to obey Jesus no more. You don't have to keep God's commandments no more. The commandments are gone. You don't have to live right no more. And you still going to get into heaven. These are liars. And this is going to cause many people to lose their soul. So the Bible says again, Titus 3:8, this is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. If you believe in God, if you believe in the cross, if you believe in the blood, if you believe in his grace, you need to maintain good works. Here it is right there in your Bible, Titus 3. You can't cut this out the Bible. You can't throw this away. You got to take it at face value. The Bible said all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's another verse. Talks about good works. You have to have good works in your life. You have to make a choice that I'm going to stop doing adultery. I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to stop cheating. I'm going to stop putting idols before my God. I'm going to put God first. Yes, you got to do that, child of God. God's not going to do that for you. The cross not going to do that for you. The cross has empowered you to do this yourself. Glory to God. That's why this Bible said you need to maintain good works. Then the latter part of that verse said, these things are good and profitable unto men. I'm going to show you a few verses in a minute to show you how it's going to profit you at the end of your life if you live your life like this. Now, if you don't live your life like this, it is not going to be good, because Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade you. Because it's going to be terrifying for many people who think they didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to work. Amen. They're going to get in on Jesus' ticket, and they're going to be terrified when they stand before God with a shabby life. My God. Titus 3 verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessity uses, that they be not unfruitful. God don't want you to be unfruitful. Hebrews 10:24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. I'm trying to provoke you unto good works because of all the bad doctrines that's in the air, the grace revolution message, a lot of the cross messages. They are saying the same thing. They are telling you, believe in who he is, what he did, that he did it, and you ain't got to do nothing. That's exactly what they're telling you. But I'm telling you, if you believe in who he is, what he did, and that he did it, you would do good works in your life. Because these good works, the Bible told you to maintain in your life. Glory to God. Revelation 2:26. It says, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works, W-O-R-K-S, the same works that Jesus had in his life as far as how he lived this life and what he did, you got to keep them too. And this Bible said in the last book of the Bible, he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He's not going to give you power over the nation if you're not doing good works. Revelation 2:23, it states, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. God's going to give you at the end of your life according to your works. Now, if your work's not right, Apostle Lewis is encouraging you and constantly affirming that you need to be walking in good works. Don't let someone tell you that this is legalism. If this is legalism, then Jesus taught legalism, because again, Jesus said, and he answered and said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it. So if a preacher tell you you don't have to do these works and do this Bible, that preacher was sent by Satan. I pray that you hear the word of the Lord and get it right before you close your eyes. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis said, we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.